Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzel Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about trust in a relationship. We'd like to better understand how can we take our relationship to a place where we can have better trust in our spouse, to feel that the person next to me is here for me, that we can build a life together. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah, so trust relations or a trust relationship is a kind of a very basic component that's important in any relationship in life, actually. But especially today, we'd like to focus on trust relationships within a relationship between two spouses, which is the basis on which love, connection, and all those good things that we want to build in our relationship can be based on. There's this preliminary condition that is actually related to trust, my ability to trust the other side, to believe that they'll be there for me regardless of what happens, for better or for worse, and to believe that we're doing this together. And yeah, maybe there will be different processes and crises on the way, but still, we will be there and we will be able to rely on one another. So maybe the first question, because like we said, trust is something that we want to have in any relationship. Still, what's so special about our need to feel and build trust relations in a relationship? Without that, I don't think that it's possible to live over time. And today we live together for many years. And also our way of living. We don't live like we used to, where the husband went out to work for the entire day. Today many people work from home. Whether it's because of the coronavirus or so we stay home. We need to build very stable, good, safe, trustworthy relations so that everyone will feel that they can only add to it and more and more. And this is something that, it's going kind of hard. It's difficult. We live in a society that's not made for it. You know, with the media that all the time only tells us about different forms in which relationships or couples are being destroyed, broken up. It's a problem. It's real artistry to build trust and good relations in a family between spouses, that if we feel a need for it, then it's already after many years of being together and being broken and making mistakes. Unfortunately, that's how it is. We're not taught. No one teaches us how to do it right. Also, we see it in the family, we see it between parents. We're not getting the proper guidance. I'd say even in kindergarten, but at least at school and on. And there's no such body in the country, in society, that takes care of it, that works with it, that sees that the well-being, the health of society depends on trust between spouses. You're talking about dependence on the one hand and trust on the other. So, for the sake of comparison, if we look at a relationship between a child and the parents and the child, so first of all, there's an automatic relationship of dependence, and then from that, also some kind of trust is formed. And a relationship is the other way around. First of all, we actually need to give trust, and then we start building the mutual dependence. And there's something very unique in a relationship, as opposed to other relations, maybe, that there's mutual dependence here all the time that influences our mutual trust that we grow between us. If I could get some key principles, how to correctly build trust in a relationship. The basis is that we are dependent, interdependent, and one side can't be well off without the other side being well off as well. And this mutual dependence needs to be very important, that it's something that you can't divide into two, but you always connect it into one. And this is something that you need to work on all the time, ceaselessly. It's a beautiful principle for both of us to feel good, because it always makes sure that we make sure that the other side feels good too. If I care for the other, for the spouse, then I'll be well off too. So that's a principle. Are there any other principles? That this is something that we need to work on all the time. Like my teacher said, that relations in a family are like an animal that you need to feed all the time. So what do you feed it with in order to create trust? To all the time show that I am concerned I care for my spouse, that I care for her, I owe her, and I feel dependent on her. It's actually to show the dependence. There's dependence between us, and I show it. I show my need for the other, for my spouse. Right. I want to present a story of a certain couple that wrote us for this show. In general, the relations between us, they're living together for several years already, they have children, and lately, the man feels that the woman is lying to him in different small things, lies here, lies there, again, again, again. And he starts feeling that he can no longer trust her. He feels that, just as an example, you know, they talk in the middle of the day, how are you, what are you doing, I'm here, I'm there. He's not really sure that she is where she says, what are you doing today, etc., etc., things that have to do with the family budget. He starts gradually feeling, you know, he's filling his sack with a feeling. It's not big things, it's little things, that if she says something, he's not sure that it's the truth. And as a result, his trust in her is really undermined as his wife, as the mother of his children, as a spouse that, you know, he thought she'd support him throughout difficult times. Little lies. He understands that it comes from a certain fear, maybe because if she'll tell him exactly what she's doing, how much did it cost, this, that, maybe he won't accept her as is. There's a kind of entanglement here that's sitting on the feeling of little lies. When this is the situation, you previously said a key sentence, we need all lifelong build the good relations and trust, and this can only come after many years of making mistakes, being broken, this and that. Let's take this path. How from this state where there are little lies between them do they start overcoming this crisis? First of all, talk about it openly. Not about the past, because maybe they're still not ready to open the past. So to talk about what? About the present and future. The husband that feels that she lies to him, that she's lying to him time and time again. Suppose that's me. What do I tell her? You sit her down, you sit together. no one's disturbing you, you have time, and you talk to her. You say that you want to build such relations that it will always be pleasant for you together. You want to invest in her your entire life, and you feel good doing it. And for you, well, it gives you contentment. It does you good when you think good things about her, and that you can trust her, and that you hope that this is how she will treat you too. And from this day on, doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Yesterday, maybe we were kids. We don't understand it exactly, but today, let's understand that in our good and open attitude toward each other, when we come with an open heart, we build a state in the family where we enjoy that we have a family framework and that we're continuing together. I was listening to you, and at no point did I hear you expressing your fear of not trusting me or something. No, I don't want to think about that at all. So you said exactly how you would like things to be and not what you feel. This is how I want to start treating her, and let's hope that she will answer me with the same attitude. But what do you do with the feeling that you already don't trust her? I don't want to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We put a stop and we start anew. We draw a line, and from there on, I don't want to get into the dirty laundry. So very consciously, you see things very consciously. It's not that you suppress them, but you prefer to talk about how you'd like for things to be. Right, that's called love covers all crimes. And the other side, maybe they won't even understand where he's saying it. From this day and on, this is how I'd like to feel. That I'm devoted to her, and I think about her, and I care for her, and I hope that I too, in return, will get the same attitude. And this way, mutually, that's how we live. But you're all the time talking about how you would like for things to be. Yeah, I'm actually serving her my attitude from this day on, and maybe it wasn't so, but now I want for it to be more obvious. You're also giving me a good mutual picture. Right. But what is it based on? Because what's my problem? I don't want to think about it. From this day on, I want to all the time think about good things, that we are drawn to each other at heart. But I don't really believe in her. I don't think about it. I feel it. I don't need to think about it. I don't want to feel it. I want to open a clean slate. So what do you do about this feeling? She lied, suppose, 8 times lately. Doesn't matter how many times. I want to open a clean slate. So tell me what to do. How do you open a clean slate? If you really want to determine new good relations, you have no choice. So it's a process that I need to do myself before I come to her? Right. But by no means to go and criticize how things were. So let's take it step by step. First of all, I need to scrutinize with myself if I want to break things up or continue or what. What's the scrutiny? Of course. I'm talking about a couple that have children, a family. Yeah, they do. And therefore, they need to think how, from now on, they heal the family. But she's the problem. That's what you think. Maybe she thinks the same about you, too. But I'm saying that we needn't look back. This is my wife. She brought me to a state where I don't believe her. Fine. What happened happened, but it broke my heart, really. I can't believe my wife. You could put the pieces back together. So teach me how to do that. You said it's artistry. Teach me. you start treating each other anew. Anew.
No.
Many times I hear people saying to glue things together. The feeling is that when something's broken, you can't glue it anymore. I hear it many times when people tell it, it's broken, that's it, I don't see how can we glue it. It's because they didn't get the proper guidance, education, etc. And, you know, foolishness. So the correct gluing begins with, first of all, with my intention at any state, regardless of what happens, to keep the connection. First of all, strengthening the connection, right? And then, previously we talked about doing it open-heartedly. Usually we think that to speak open-heartedly is to reveal how things were, so to put it on the table. But you're saying no. No, it only awakens more and more place for suspicion, etc. So, what do you mean by speaking open-heartedly? From this point on, I want to talk, I want to speak to her with an open heart, and let's hope that it will come from her side too. But suppose, okay, you yourselves, you can treat her favorably, but that each of us, every moment, sends signs of consideration, love, and connection to the other. I have a few questions from viewers. First question, how do what I do in relation to her will change reality because I'm playing, I'm acting out as if everything's fine. I know she lied. Will it change the situation, my acting? The way you act toward her now, that you act it out, that you play, it will become reality. What will make it real? Because you want for it to be that way, and this is how you play it out. Another question. There are people that say that if a person has the inclination to lie little lies, he'll come back to it in the future. No. We need to reach a state where we don't lie whatsoever to each other. So much so that if I've received some food from her and I don't like it, I have to gently tell her, but to tell her that it's not exactly satisfying. Why is that important? Because I accustom myself not to lie to her. Many people lie these little lies because they think that they don't want to hurt the other side. No. This is what we agree upon, that we speak the truth to each other gently, but we speak the truth because from that we learn how to reach good. Is it an important principle to speak the truth? You bet, because without that you don't correct the deeds, the states, the relations. I'll give you an example. My wife, she makes me Yemenian soup. And she is an Ashkenazian. Right. Now, I feel that she's trying, really. She's finding out how to make the ingredients. And she adds a spoon of sugar or something. No, no, she does everything by the book. She gives it to me. I really feel her love in that plate. Now you tell me to tell the truth, even if it's not. How's the soup, she asks me. So tell her, my mother's grandma's soup was better and it was tastier, and I think that it's because of this and that, and she'll do it next time. Maybe were I to tell her that the soup's great. No, no, that's not enough, because you also need to enjoy her doing it and give her the opportunity to improve. So what does exactly mutual trust, what is it based on? That we want to do good to each other. Another question. You see? A question from a viewer. But aren't there things that it's better not to tell our spouse? For example, about previous relationships that we had. You don't talk about that. You don't talk about the past. We already talked about this. We don't talk about what happened up until now. Why actually, what does this principle say? Life goes on. We don't want to look back. Okay, another question. I have many questions. This is a very interesting topic. You're actually saying that I need to behave toward her the way I would like for her to behave toward me, and then she'll be infected by it. Yeah, I'm giving her an example. Is it a law of nature? How does it work? I give her an example of how I treat her, and I expect her to treat me the same way. Why should she take this example? Because it's good. I'm not demanding anything. By my example, I really want to change her, that she will treat me the same way too. I see that you're taking a lot upon yourself, upon your desire. I want for there to be trust between us. I want to have a good relationship. I want for us to tell the truth. And if I do it all the time, all day long, day in, day out, then I am sure that this way I will awaken her too. What gives you the certainty? That's my question. It's a law of nature. Can you explain this law? A law of nature that if I make concessions and I do good, nice deeds for someone, eventually I oblige them to treat me the same way too. Life is such that many times we say these nice things and as if open a clean slate, and after some time, again, crisis, it's because you are holding a grudge in your heart. You're like holding a knife behind your back. That's the problem. What is that knife or stone that you nonetheless want to do what you think is good for you and maybe not good for her or for him? We need to arrange things in such a way that only when things are good for my spouse, then things are good for me too. I need to become used to, I have to become used to enjoying her feeling good. So trust is a part of our ability to create trust in our relationship. We really want to feel trust. How is the fact that I make sure that he'll feel good builds trust in me? By that, I build the other side. I have no other way to do it. By my ongoing good example and each and every possible detail, this is how I teach the other side to treat me. What's the difference between couples where one annuls himself toward the other and it brings to states of exploitation? And why doesn't it work there? It's a sign that someone's not doing it, that he's not doing it correctly. I have to show the other side that I'm conceding, that I'm doing it for them due to my love toward them. Will it not allow her to take advantage of me? No, if I do it this way, then no. Because I see that I'm doing it not out of trust or something, but that I relate to her that way. Because I think that this way we are supposed to exist. There are many people nowadays that are very egoistic. Everyone is. I'm talking about two egoists. But that have some common sense and experience that see that otherwise they can't get along. I'm not talking about some naive couple, young couple that fell off a cloud. Question. So we don't need mutuality in this? Yes, by your attitude, you force her to mutuality. Is it possible to get clear guidance? What should we talk to our spouse about and what shouldn't we? Only about the good things that can strengthen our connection. Tell her 10 times a day that you love her. Usually when something in the trust is undermined, usually it's the one side that caused a crisis in our trust relations and the other side is offended. Who's supposed to start in order to restore and rebuild? Doesn't matter who. That's not good. If someone is in debt here, but everyone wants to correct things if there's a kind of rift between them. Suppose I was hurt by my spouse. Should I tell him or shouldn't I tell him that I was hurt by him? Yes, you can say that. Why not? And we'll learn from it that they won't do it next time. And it could be that they'll explain it to me and I'll see that...
עוד שאלה. אמרת קודם משפט יפה על לעזוב את האבן או את הסכין שיש לי מאחורי הגב. למה הכוונה? האם אתה מתכוון לזה שאני צריכה לשחרר מצידי באמת את כל מה שהיה?
Does it mean that I have to let go of all the past? To let go of everything, throw it into the ocean, and every moment to start anew. We're approaching the end, and I'd like to go back to what you said in the beginning. You said that it's real artistry to build trust and good relations, and it could come after many years of mistakes, etc., etc. What is this art?
Al shnei dvarim, ze she'anachnu egoistim ve'avarnu bekol minei itkatatuyot.
Went through different things in life, and that from this moment on, we want to build good and proper relations and enjoy life. And it's actually good even for those that are in...
And those
that have experience already and they want to improve things. How do you define trust between couples? Trust is that I give an example of relating to the other with an open heart. And what comes from the other, I accept from the start as something good. Yeah, I have lots of trust in people, I see. No, I don't. Completely not, but no choice. We need to know how to feed our egoistic animal that it will agree to connect with the spouse and that this is how we will live. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Good luck to you. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.